Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking about how chimp change is changing the future of banking. I want you to just close your eyes for a moment, and I want you to imagine if your bank account was actually your best friend. It didn't charge you fees. It was all about helping you better your finances. It was helping you budget better. It was helping you save better. It was helping you to think about your money better, and it felt like a community, right? Not just a place that's there to take your money, but a place that's really there to support you on your financial journey. Can you imagine that? So today I'm interviewing the founder and CEO of Chimp Change, Ash, and we're talking all about how they are changing the way that you are going to bank. Ash, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. It's so great to have you. And I'm so excited to talk about Chimp Change.
Thank you for having me on.
Very nice. So let's just launch into it. Tell me about Chimp Change and tell me what makes it so different from, you know, all the other kind of mobile banking that's going on right now.
Sure. So Chimp Change is a mobile bank account. The idea is that you can do everything that you can do in your regular bank account, but from your mobile device without having to do things like go into bank branches to deposit checks or have to go out of your way to do your banking, which I guess in the old banking system you have to do. So we built Chimp Change to really provide two value propositions to people. And the first is just really simple. It's around price. And a surprising number of people, and particularly younger people, are paying really high fees just to have a basic bank account. We're talking like monthly fees and overdraft fees. So the first value proposition was, well, we need to get rid of as many fees as we can to save people money. And then the second value proposition of why we created this is to actually help people understand and manage their money better than a regular bank account. What occurred to me is that in looking at the way technology has impacted and I think improved nearly every area of society, I mean,
yeah, exactly.
We've applied we've applied technology to help you getting from A to B in a vehicle through Uber, for instance. But when I look at banking, in the last 20 years, there's been really no technology overlay that has improved the banking experience without having to reinvent the wheel.
Sure. Yeah, and I think, you know, the question that, you know, a lot of people have is, you know, how safe is this technology? You know, everybody's so familiar with, whether they love it or hate it, you know, so familiar with their Chase Bank or their Wells Fargo or whatever it may be. And I think there's a little bit of, you know, reluctance to make that change. Like, oh, I can't see the bank. Like, how safe is my money? You know, like, what's going on behind the scenes? Can you speak to that at all?
Yeah, sure. And there certainly are a number of people in society that would just never trust their money with a company that's called Chimp Change, which has a little picture of a monkey on their debit card, like they just wouldn't.
Right.
And you know, it's a lot of my, just to blatantly stereotype, it's a lot of my parents' friends, and generally an older age group than a younger age group has a lot of concerns. We found that 70% of our customers are millennials. So it really kind of resonates well with a younger audience. And what we have to do, our challenge is to try to show people how it is as safe and secure as your Wells Fargo account or your Bank of America account. So we try to show the FDIC logo. We try to show, you know, talk about the encryption that we use and talk about the security piece. And in reality, I mean, fintech companies like us can go and find the best in space security experts, for instance, to harden the system and make sure it's secure. Nothing is hack-proof. That's also a really important message. I mean, Visa's been hacked, NASA's been hacked, the White House has been hacked. The best thing that you can do is try to make yourself as secure as possible and also not put a target on your back to the hacking community.
Yeah, and I think that's such a, you know, a relative a relevant, you know, point is that, you know, it's like you can't go anywhere these days and be secure, you know, so the, you can, but you know what I mean? Like anything is a target these days. And so I think that that's a really important message that people understand, you know, because a lot of times they stand behind, you know, let's say their Wells Fargo account and they're paying, you know, crazy fees for their bank account and all sorts of things. And it's not meeting their needs, but they're doing that only because they think, well, there can't be anything else that's safer than this, you know, and they're still open to attacks, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter these days.
Totally. And in fact, I think one of the reasons that that generally younger people have more of an appetite to use a fintech product like us as compared to perhaps an older person is that they understand that in reality, the consumer is so well protected. Pretty much anything can go wrong to do with your bank account with any bank, not just our bank, but we have the same protections and your money's covered. I mean, if somebody steals your card and spends on it, your money's covered. If somebody finds the 16-digit number on the front of your card and and the CVV and the expiry date and goes and commits fraud, you're covered. In fact, if the bank fails that's holding your money, you're covered. You're insured by the federal government. So pretty much somebody is always going to give you your money back so long as it's a legitimate case of fraud. And I think that there's a bit of a misconception that that's the case. I think a lot of people think that if somebody gets a hold of their money and steals their money, then it's gone forever. But that's not the case. And we have all of those same protections in place in our product.
Sure, absolutely. So you talked about, you know, that one of the facets of Chimp Change is that it helps people manage their money better. So in what ways do you see this happening?
Yeah, so we have just created, I guess, the foundation of the product. What I think of is a very basic product. So you get a debit card and you can spend anywhere in the world that MasterCard's accepted. You can get your pay put into the account. You can send your friends money, check your transaction history, all of this kind of regular stuff you would expect from a regular bank. But what we're about to roll out are some spending insights and some budgeting tools to complement the photo check deposit that's already in place and also the P2P payment system that we have in place. But what I'm, why I'm really excited about the spending insights and the budgeting in particular is I think it's the most important step to getting ahead financially in the first instance to understand how you're spending your money. And I don't think that a lot of people really have a great deal of visibility on how they're spending their money. So
I think you could make that with almost 100% certainty.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So with our bank account, you'll go and swipe your Chimp Change card and it will automatically tell that you're at Starbucks and will allocate that purchase to coffee. Or it will tell that I'm at a restaurant, add it to restaurants, groceries to groceries, a parking meter to parking, and the list goes on. And what you can then do at any moment in time, you can look at how you're spending your money, and it's already categorized for you. So I had a look at it this month and in my app, and I've got the beta version, which is going to be released shortly, and it told me that I've already spent $650 on restaurants this month, and we're only on the 19th of the month. And I was like, you're kidding me. And I went through all of the transactions, and sure enough, this pizza, that pizza, this restaurant, that restaurant. And it's such valuable information, because the first step to get ahead, and typically, and so the reports are saying that the two highest rated financial goals of people generally in the States is to save money and to pay down debt. And so going on that goal of trying to save money, I think that this is the most valuable insight that we can get as to how we're spending our money, so that we know where we can actually pare that spending back. And then the next evolution of that, which we're releasing, is a budgeting tool. So if you take my restaurant situation, I'm going to say, you know, for the whole month, I want to spend $400 on eating out. So I can set that budget, and as I'm spending during the month in real time, it'll start going against that budget. And as I near hitting that budget, it'll send me warnings to say, hey, you're about to get to that $400 mark. You might want to cook some more meals at home, for instance.
Very nice. I love that. Yeah. One of the things that I'm always like harping on my listeners about is, I mean, I call it knowing your numbers, but, you know, trying to explain to people that, you know, the answers to a lot of the goals that you're trying to achieve financially is they're sitting right now in your bank statement. You know, it's that $600 for eating out. It's the, you know, $100 for Uber. It's, you know, whatever it may be that you're just spending, but you're not conscious of how much you're spending. But when you actually physically see the numbers, then you have some sense of control over how you want to budget those numbers, if you want to make changes, if you don't. But you at least have an awareness of where your money's going, because we're all the same way. I mean, we think we know, but we don't actually know, you know, and it's so powerful. So I think that's incredible, you know, if you can link those two things together and give people that piece of awareness.
Yeah, thank you. And so that's the whole point. And what we're trying to achieve is not to reinvent banking. So we're not trying to reinvent banks or the underlying MasterCard network or anything like that. But like in so many other industries, how do we apply a bit of technology into a pre-existing system to make the experience just more useful, lower cost, better? And this is a great example whereby you're still dealing with a bank account. You've still got a regular MasterCard that you can go pull cash out of an ATM. But how can we actually add value to people in their banking as opposed to just taking? And the traditional model of a bank is, how can I innovate to charge people more fees? So how can I and what I mean by innovate is, how can I be more sneaky
exactly,
and get more fees
yes.
in to charge people? And how often have you heard people say, why am I paying the bank to store my own money?
Yes.
And it's such a good point. And what we're trying to say is that to provide a place to store your money, you shouldn't have to pay. And we understand banking at a wholesale level, and you really shouldn't have to pay. And perhaps we can provide you with some fintech tools that will actually help you get ahead in life.
So how do the actual mechanics, you know, like let's say somebody switches their bank account over, you know, they get the MasterCard and they go, can they go to any ATM, or how does that work?
Yeah, you can go to any ATM to pull cash out. We're a part of a surcharge-free ATM network, which means you can get cash out for free at any one of 24,000 ATMs around the country. And For the most part, it's the bank, US bank, that you can go to. So we sort of borrow their ATM network to make free withdrawals, but you could pull money out of any ATM in the world. And it's a regular MasterCard, so you can shop online, you can shop in store, you get a PIN, or you can press credit and sign. So it's exactly like any other regular bank account that you might currently have.
What about things like deposits?
So it comes with a account number and routing number. Mm-hmm. So you can make deposits into it. You can give your account routing number to your boss and they can put your pay into the account. The other ways you can get money in, and this is a way that we like to so we don't have branches. But what if you need to go in and make a cash deposit? So we're using non-traditional retail locations to allow our customers to do their banking. So if you want to deposit cash into your Chimp Change account, you just go to your local 7-Eleven, Walmart, Walgreens, Kmart, Rite Aid, CVS, and you give the cash to the cashier, give them your Chimp Change card, and within seconds that cash will appear cleared into your account. And then another way to get cash in is you can take a photo of your check and it will be deposited straight into the account. And there's a couple of different options. One is a free option and it takes 10 days to clear. And another option is an expedited where the money gets cleared in real time and you pay a fee for that. And that's as compared to if you were to take a check to a check cashing location. Firstly, you're going to have to walk into the seedy joint that it probably is, and then pay probably 5 to 15% to get your cash on the spot. So this is another small tweak whereby, okay, you can get your cash immediately in the comfort of your own home for a smaller fee than going to a check cashing location.
Very interesting. So tell me about kind of like the evolution of Chimp Change. How long have you been working on it, and what was sort of the process to get this up and running?
So I first had the thought after watching movies like Back to the Future, and I was in my mid-teens, and I said, Dad, one day you're going to give me my allowance by zapping it from your watch to my watch. In fact, all of our cash and cards are going to be stored on our watches, and we're just going to zap money to each other. And he sort of patted me on my head and said,
Yeah,
make sure you apply to college.
Right.
And I did, and I went and got degrees and joined the workforce and did a bit of stuff in a financial type setting in a regular career. And I was making a number of trips over here to the US. I just love it over here. I particularly love LA. It's such a great city. And there was a couple of observations, and one of them was US specific, and that is how high the fee environment is. To pay monthly fees, to pay overdraft fees. And in my Chase account, if I want to send money to you using your account routing number, the only option that I have is to pay a $25 wire transfer fee, and it still takes overnight. And there's many other places in the world where those sort of transfers for any amount, it's just free. So that was the first observation where I thought, why is that so? And then more broadly, banking worldwide, I had that observation that it just hasn't innovated. It just hasn't had that that fintech layer or that layer of technology innovation which nearly every other industry has had. And I spent a whole lot of time writing a business plan to see if it was something that that somebody could actually have a go at trying to create a better product. And after about a year of writing a business plan and convincing myself to leave my safe and secure job, I said, yep, I'm gonna actually have a go at this and see if I can create a better product.
And how long has that process been from when you left your job to where we are now?
So it's probably been about four years. It might have been five. I lose track a bit. But it's taken so long because we are working within the banking system. We need to form partnerships with banks and with processors and have access to ATM networks and the MasterCard network and make sure we have a good level of security and all of these kind of things. And just to get these partnerships takes a very long period of time. And then you integrate with the partners and then you do an incredible amount of testing. So really, we've only been live in our general release for about a year now. But for about 2 years before that, we were working on the technology and working on the partnerships.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, anything dealing with financial and banking, I would think there's probably a ton of hoops that you have to jump through just to even get something up and running.
Absolutely. I mean, we have to understand and comply with banking regulation as if we are a bank. And we partner with a bank who is FDI insured and federally regulated. But in order to partner with them, we have to prove that we understand and comply with laws and regulations. And I mean, it's a really big deal under the hood. We try to keep our product fun and fresh, and that's really intentional to not sound like a bank or walk or talk like a bank to our customers. But we have to make sure that we comply like a bank does so that we can stay in business long term.
Yeah. So what is kind of your vision for the evolution of Chimp Change?
So I believe, and I think a lot of people believe, that we're in a macro transition towards digital banking. And that is that there will be less and less physical branches and more digital-based, more innovative fintech providers and or banks that will provide this banking kind of function. And I think that this transition is happening over the next 3, 5, 10 years, so it's not an overnight sort of thing. But we've positioned ourselves to be, hopefully, as time goes on, we just want to be one of the bigger digital banks in town, and the company that's known for trying to do good and help people at the same time. So I think that unlike perhaps social media platforms, there will always be hundreds or thousands of banks, and I believe that will be the case in the future too, but there will be bigger ones and smaller ones. And the same in digital. There's going to be bigger ones and smaller ones, and we want to get out there and almost introduce a concept of community digital banking, whereby we're helping our community of people who are banking with us. And I want to roll out more of an education piece to complement the money management, so that when you sign up, and so many of our customers are a younger customer, and we have a number of underbanked customers as well, that we're actually helping people to understand their money better from a technology side, but also through an education piece. Much like what you're doing with this great podcast, where you're sharing useful tips and breaking down complex issues that are out there in the media into really easy to digest, parcels to digest. Yeah. So that's our vision, is to turn banking on its head by actually creating a business by helping people and making money by helping people, as opposed to just working out how to charge them more fees.
Imagine that, right?
I know.
It's a crazy concept, but it actually is happening. That's great.
Yeah.
And I love your Instagram. I checked it out. I love the chimp arms that are in the photos on Instagram. So if any listeners have not followed Chimp Change on Instagram, they need to follow you guys. I always get amusement out of that.
Thank you.
All right. So this has been amazing. I always like to end the podcast with a few kind of funky questions of my interview guests. So we'll kind of do a little bit of a lightning round. So first question, if you suddenly win $1 million, it's in your bank account, where are you living and what are you doing?
I'm living right here in LA, and I'm doing the exact same thing as I was doing yesterday.
That's amazing. I love it. What do you love about LA so much?
I love the sunshine. I think the people are friendly. There's so much variety here. I think that if you come and just visit as a tourist, you don't really get the full experience of the city, but it is such a livable city when you get out there and find all of the little hidden treasures in the place. And also $1 million doesn't go anywhere near,
I know,
as
right?
far as it, like
you
it,
get a garage.
Should. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know. That's the sad part, right? Great. And what are like the three craziest things that you've spent money on?
Okay, the number one is probably going to offend a lot of people. I don't know, craziest, maybe this is more like kind of silliest, or things that I might regret having spent that money on. Mm-hmm. But when I was a teenager, I bought a mood ring,
of
and I'm
course,
very ashamed
yes.
and embarrassed about that. I also bought a Lord of the Rings movie ticket, and that's the one that I think that might offend some people, but I wish that I got that money and time back in my life. And I'm sorry to all of you Lord of the Rings fans. I can't do it.
Not worth it.
And scallops.
Scallops. Oh, okay. Not a fan?
Can't stand them.
Yeah, well, you know, live and learn, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then a last question is, what is one thing about you that most people don't know?
So I'm a bit of a nerd in a lot of different areas. And in one of those areas is that I would go out of my way to write reviews on acai bowls. Like, I'm a self-proclaimed connoisseur of the acai bowl.
You're an expert, so like, who has the best?
Backyard bowls. Okay. On Beverly.
And what, hands down. And what makes a good bowl?
Oh, geez, where do I start? It's the size, it's the price, it's the type of granola, it's the constitution of the acai and the apple juice mix, it's the freshness of the fruit. It's the whole package. You've really got to look at it in a great deal of detail to really work out how you're going to rate the acai bowl.
I love it. I love it. That's great. Like, what a interesting quote-unquote hobby, right?
Pretty lame. Like a lot of my answers.
No, I love it. That's great. That's great. You do have a great sense of humor, I think, which is awesome about. All right. So if everybody's listening is interested in Chimp Change, where do they go? What do they do? How do they sign up?
So straight to the App Store. We do everything via the app and not on the website. So if you go to your App Store, type in Chimp Change, one word. You could probably type it in two. It's not going to make a difference. Download the app and just check it out. And if you think that there's things that we can do better, or if there's features you'd like to see, just write in, because we're that sort of company. We're still small enough that we read every email and we take all of the feedback really seriously.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. I love, you know, the idea of being a part of something that you're not only just a customer, but that you really are, you know, kind of infused into the corporate culture and, you know, how you guys are evolving and changing. And I think, you know, there needs to be more, especially financial products like that, that go down this road, because, you know, it's already stressful and confusing and frustrating. And I just think when you feel like you're a part of something, it just changes something in your brain.
Yeah, it's so true. And just a short anecdote is that we survey our customers from time to time for this very purpose. And one of our first surveys that we did, we asked out of 12 different features that we could offer, what would you most like to see? And there were things like rewards programs and refinancing student loans and budgeting and spending insights and savings and all of these things. And the top two requested features were savings account and photo check deposit.
Huh.
And that's important for a couple of reasons. And the big one is that I could make a presumption as to what people want, but I'm only an opinion of one. And really, we want to build things for people to use. And so that kind of guides things for us. So the first two things that we started to knock off that list, we put in photo check deposit, and we're working on a savings account now. So it is really important to get feedback and also listen to that feedback and build people what they want.
Yeah, very nice. Awesome. Well, it has been great to learn about you, learn about Chimp Change. And I thank you so much for coming on. And, you know, we're going to be super excited to see how this evolves and see how you grow.
Great chatting, and thank you for your time.